One of the powers you will find that you have as woman is the power to be who you really are in your center, knowing that what is happening around you is chaotic or negative or unpleasant. But to have this ability to draw into your own center and to say, the important thing here is that I know who I am and I know what I love. This is one of the most powerful things that you have as a woman. Now, we want to clear some of this up for you, because if this is presented in a patriarchal way, it will be presented, and this is wrong, so we want you to understand. And that is, if you are a good woman, you will not be upset. Cancel anything you ever heard like that. As a woman, your power is in your ability to feel. So, of course, you feel. And, of course, you know. And, of course, you sense. That is a part of your power. You do not put that away to be a strong, balanced woman. What you do is recognize all of that. Recognize all of the information that you get from your senses. And then choose to center in who you are, in what you love, and to stay there until the storm begins to die down. That is what it is to be a woman in her power, to never give up knowing who you are, to never give up knowing what you love. And when you walk in that, and when you are able to hold that, because there is such a power in that, the world will make a path for you to walk. That does not mean that the world becomes nice or begins to play well with others. It does not. But when you are able to hold that kind of energy in your walk, then the universe makes a place for you to walk. And you finally realize that that decision, which is a high spiritual decision, is actually the one that makes you safe and leads you on the path where you need to go. It will also help you to stop comparing your path with the path of others, because you do not want to do that. You want to know what is truly your path, and is your path supporting what you know about who you are and what you love. Those are the, the pillars of the temple of your life. Those are the things that you always want to hold inside of you. Now then, what about what is going on outside of you? Here is where discipline is required, because certainly what is going on outside of you can impact you. There is no question about that. But if you are in a place of identity and love with yourself, then you are going to say, all right, do I have any power to affect what is going on? Is there something in this moment that I can actually do? We want to underline in this moment, because the times you are in now are full of change. They are incredibly changing times. And so what is true now, even if it is true about a limitation, may not be true at all a week from now or a month from now. So rather than going into despair, what you want to say is, I see this, I have no power here now, or I may have power in here and there and the other, but things are changing quickly, and I am going to open my eyes and my intuitive senses, and I am going to find, as soon as it opens, the best way for me to move with whatever it is I love and whatever it is I want to do. That allows the universe then to take you down a path, even if you do not understand it completely at first. It allows you to walk down the path, and then it can open opportunities for you. And it is a bit in these times like walking on a tightrope. We know you are all familiar with that picture. And we know you are familiar also with the advice that goes with that picture. Do not look down. And we could also say, not only do not look down into what could be depression, but do not look too much on the extreme of the right side or the extreme of the left, where all the war and chaos is going on. You want your vision to include you, your identity, and what you love. And you want to be moving with that, because the universe can move with you when you move in that way. You do not want to be lost in the mire. And you do not want to be lost in helplessness. It is not to say that that may not be true in a situation in the moment, but it will not be true forever. So walking in yourself, with yourself, in this path that the universe will open, knowing as you walk that things are changing so rapidly, that the answer that makes you feel helpless today, in a month may appear before your very eyes. So walk as patiently as you can, and do walk with that knowledge, because it is quite important. So we will take some time to speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Make a straight spine and begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a cone of energy that comes around your body, keeping you safe within its energy, blocking all other energy. Feel the blue of peace come into the cone and fill it, so that you breathe in peace and exhale fear. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. And feel that the energy around you becomes rose, becomes love. Breathe in love. Exhale limitation. Thank you. Feel the golden light of the universe in a bright sun above your head. And feel that bright sun begin to pour golden light into your body, opening the crown. Only the entry to universe, universal love, universal wisdom, only that enters you. And feel the flow of it into your third eye. Feel the third eye come alive and awake and become powerful so that you know inwardly and outwardly through the highest levels of your intuition. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the throat. And feel the golden light in your throat begin to clear away all communication that would limit you or confuse you or criticize you. Feel all of it leaving your body. Feel the golden light flowing down through your body and into your heart center. And let the golden light heal your heart. Feel it moving to the places where you are unsure, to the places where you may have been wounded. Let the power of that light fill your heart, going to every corner where healing is needed. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light begin to relieve your body of the emotions that are painful or difficult or hard to hold. Feel them leave your body. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the second center. Feel the golden light in the second center. Begin to move all judgment, all shame, any old patterning that might stop you from growing, from being who you truly are. Feel the golden light down through your body and into your root. And let the golden light begin to heal the root, to make the root whole and able to create, to make the root strong, to restore your identity. And feel the golden light the universe sends flow through your body, through your thoughts, down your spine, through your trunk, to heal, to warm, to expand. Feel it flow through your arms and your hands to make you wise in what you do, what you carry. Feel the golden light flow down through your legs and your feet so that you are full and bright, and who you truly are. Move into your heart center and see the gift that the universe has left for you. Rest the mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.